On behalf of the AICPA Information Management and Technology Assurance Division, this is Rich Bira, and today I'm going to talk about encryption basics. By way of background and introduction, I am a CPA and a CITP credential holder. I hold graduate degrees in business administration and digital forensics and have a background in conducting criminal financial investigations and providing litigation support and expert witness testimony for the United States Department of Justice Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, or ATF. I am currently the Director of Financial and Digital Forensics at Critical Elements Incorporated and an AICPA CITP champion for the state of New Jersey. With all of the high-profile cyber breaches in the news almost every day, hackers are getting in. Some instances, it's nation states or individuals. It's only a matter of time before your clients turn to you, their CPA, as their trusted advisor, to seek assistance in securing their data. Or, hopefully this doesn't happen, you may be the victim of a data breach yourself. So if you're in business today and you still think encryption is not worth your time and effort, think again. This may be a very, very costly mistake. In 2012, under HIPAA laws, a hospital was fined $1.5 million resulting from the loss of one doctor's single unencrypted laptop computer. And this is where it really highlights the power of encryption and how it can inoculate your organization from these types of issues. Because if the same facts held true and that doctor lost his laptop computer, but the laptop had been encrypted, it would not have even been a reportable offense or violation under HIPAA. This would have saved the hospital $1.5 million, not to mention all the reputational damage resulting from the lost data. The cybersecurity profession defines data security in terms of what is known as the cybersecurity triad. The cybersecurity triad goes by the abbreviation CIA. And this isn't the government agency. CIA stands for confidentiality, integrity, and availability. These few simple but critical elements represent the essence of all cybersecurity. Confidentiality is focused on protecting data and systems from unauthorized access. Data integrity is concerned with protecting systems and data from unauthorized modification. And availability addresses avoiding disruptions in an organization's access to its data when it's needed. Encryption is a valuable tool that may help ensure both data confidentiality and integrity. And in doing so successfully, one may also argue ultimately availability. Cryptography is at the heart of the effectiveness of encryption. It's worth noting that in one form or another, cryptography has been used to provide confidentiality and integrity to data since ancient times. From simple monoalphabetic substitution ciphers to the Enigma electromechanical rotocipher machine used in World War II by Nazi Germany, systematic data scrambling has protected important messages throughout history. Wikipedia defines cryptography as being derived from the Greek hidden and secret, or to write or study. Cryptography is the practice and study of techniques for secure communication in the presence of third parties known as adversaries. So cryptography is about constructing a set of protocols that prevents these adversaries, these third parties, from reading or discerning private messages by scrambling those messages to render them unintelligible except by someone who has been made privy to the scrambling protocol and then can use that protocol to unscramble the message. They use that knowledge to reconstruct the scrambled message into its original form. This process is much like hearing a cryptographic protocol for constructing Pig Latin phrases. The simple protocol for Pig Latin states that all letters appearing before the first vowel are moved to the end and then A, the sound A is added beyond that. So following the Pig Latin protocol, nice cat becomes ice K at K. In this example, our original unencrypted message, nice cat, is known as the clear text, while after the protocols are applied, the resulting message, ice K at K, is known as ciphertext. Various aspects in information security and cybersecurity, such as data confidentiality, integrity, authentication, and non-repudiation, rely heavily on modern cryptographic methods, and they use much more complex methods of encryption, fortunately, than Pig Latin. Today, data encryption is accomplished by applying a mathematical algorithm, which is a complex formula or set of protocols, to the unencrypted message, again known as clear text, to convert it to a securely formatted message known as ciphertext. Ciphertext can then be stored more securely on a system for later use or safely transmitted to a recipient who can then decrypt that message or reconvert it to plain text on the other end, and then they could routinely view it or process the data as needed. For an authorized individual on the other end to decrypt that data or convert it back into plain text, they need the proper cryptographic key. This key is derived from the original encryption algorithm and works sort of like a secret digital encoder-decoder ring. It's similar to a password, although keys may have specific limited abilities. Some of them can encrypt data only, others can only unencrypt data. That depends on the key system employed for encryption. Some common key systems are known as symmetric and asymmetric key systems. In a symmetric key system, a single key is shared by the sender and recipient, and this key is bidirectional and can both encrypt and decrypt data. In an asymmetric key system, a pair of related keys, both derived from the original encryption algorithm, are used. One key is known as the private or secret key, and one is a public key. And that public key is often shared among multiple individuals. Although they're related, these keys are unidirectional and can either only be used for encryption or decryption. How it usually works is the private key encrypts the message, and then it can be decrypted by the public key holders, and that's how the message is shared. The use of encryption aids in effectively securing data, but it's not foolproof. One could be led into a false sense of security using cryptography and encryption. If the cryptographic key is obtained by an adversary, they will be able to easily decrypt the ciphertext into plain text and then either use your data or view your message. In this way, think of it as having a very secure lock on the front door of your home. If you merely put the key under the front mat, then anyone, no matter how good that lock is, could just simply lift the mat, use the key to open the door, and go into your house and have access to all your belongings. In much the same way, that's how a cryptographic key works. It has to be secured and protected, otherwise you could lose the integrity of the security of the message. Many organizations for this reason use key management systems to maintain the integrity of the cryptographic keys that protect their data, and these management systems may routinely change out the cryptographic keys that are used. Another way encrypted data may fall into the hands of an adversary is via a brute force attack. And during a brute force attack, every possible cryptographic key variation in an automated way or through the use of automation is attempted until the message can be unencrypted. So quite literally, they'll use some kind of app or program to hit every possible key combination. In this regard, the longer the key or the larger the key length, the more security in the message. The key length is directly proportional to the level of data security provided by the encryption. In fact, the National Institute of Science and Technology, also known as NIST, cites key length as an important security parameter. Wikipedia refers to the following illustration. It says, breaking a symmetric 256-bit key, and that refers to the length of the cryptographic key by brute force requires 2 to the 128th times more computational power than a 128-bit key. And this is the part that's pretty amazing, showing you how much security the longer key length really provides. It would take 50 supercomputers that could check a billion keys per second if such a device even existed. And it would require 3 × 10^51 power in years for it to exhaust all the possible combinations of a 256-bit key space. Another sort of cryptographic key that could protect our data or make sure we're protected is known as a cryptographic one-way hashing algorithm, also known as a message digest. So, and this speaks more to the integrity component of the cybersecurity triad that we talked about a little bit back. And it does this by employing the use of a cryptographic one-way hashing algorithm known as a hash. And this hash is sometimes described as a fingerprint for the file. So when you run this hashing algorithm over your file, and it could be an entire hard drive, it could be a single file, it could be a folder, it'll come up with a unique, what looks like a key, series of numbers and letters, and that'll be unique to that message. A cryptographic hash assures the integrity of the data, as adding even just a single space to the document or file results in a totally different and unique hash value being calculated. And this occurs since the calculation of the hash is based on the representative characters the computer uses to keep track of our keystrokes, whether that's a single space or even a lower or uppercase variation of the same letter to the computer, they're totally different. So even just making that minor type of change will give you a totally different hash value. And in this way, hashes can be used to fingerprint single files or entire drives, and they can be used to ensure data has not been altered. In digital forensics, one of the things that occurs is you take a hash of the entire drive before you do anything else to fingerprint it and later prove the integrity of your investigation, that you haven't altered anything. So you take a pre-investigation hash, and then you conduct your investigation based on a copy of that drive that's now been hashed and matched to the original hash of the original drive. You do all your work on that copy, and when your testing is done, you do another hash to prove that you didn't change anything in the testing, and again, the integrity is followed through on the chain of evidence in that way. Hashes can also prevent or do a good job of also preventing the introduction of downloaded malicious code embedded into legitimate programs. Many times software developers, if you're downloading their products from the internet, they'll provide you a cryptographic one-way hash or the MD, the message digest value for their program as it was originally released. So if anyone adds additional code, and many times it's malicious, you'll get a totally different hash if you use the same algorithm to calculate a message digest. If they match, that ensures that nothing was added from the time the developer released their product to the time you downloaded that product and installed it on your machine, and it's a very good idea to do that if it's available. Clearly, encryption is a tool that can aid clients in protecting their systems and their data from unauthorized access, manipulation, and even help screen for malicious codes in the way of the one-way hashes. On behalf of the AICPA Information Management and Technology Assurance Division, this has been Rich Vera, and I just presented on encryption basics. To access more information and resources on encryption and related information technology and technology assurance, visit AICPA.org/IMTA/resources. Technology moves at the speed of light, so I highly encourage IMTA section members and CITP credential holders to review your biweekly electronic IMTA news to keep up with the latest news, resources, advocacy, and events. To do this, visit AICPA.org/IMTA /news for the latest edition.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or AICPA.org. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA and AICPA.org are not engaged in offering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and AICPA.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.